With the sound of the Adhan, or the call to Friday prayers, hundreds of Muslims flocked to Juba's Kuwait Grand Mosque. It was the first prayer service in 5 months since the government banned all religious gatherings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in South Sudan. Muslim Abdallah Sadat Laku says he was happy and excited to hear the call for prayers on Friday, but also realistic.
COVID-19 is still there. We have to take the measures. When we came to the mosque today, a lot of people were wearing masks. That's good. Social distancing, and no shaking hands, no greeting. At least you greet someone from a far place. So we are so happy that prayers is officially open. We are afraid, but we all know that God heals and God protects. If you have your mask, you wash your hands with soap and water, you have sanitizer, you keep social distancing, you follow the measures from the Ministry of Health, I think no fears.
Leading Friday's prayers, the Imam of the mosque, Sheikh Abdallah Baraj, told the Muslim faithful to resume prayers but to take COVID-19 preventive measures seriously.
Now that we are allowed to reopen and resume our gatherings, we need to follow all directives, including wearing masks, social distance, and to avoid shaking hands at all times. Even the Holy Quran advises the Muslims to protect oneself. Therefore, let us all help in keeping these directives.
About 500 believers entered the 3,000-capacity mosque and stayed 1 meter apart inside per social distancing guidelines. Muslims who did not wear face masks were barred from entering the mosque. An aide stood at the entrance with a temperature gun, measuring each worshipper's temperature before the person was allowed to go inside. On Thursday, the Islamic Council announced the reopening of prayers after a meeting of the National Task Force on COVID-19. Sheikh Vital Aligo, deputy chair of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance and a national COVID-19 task force member, says the task force agreed to allow religious activities to resume on condition that religious leaders enforce all coronavirus preventive measures. Aligo says the places of worship will reopen one by one since the pandemic is still dangerous, according to the medical advisory plenary of the task force.
Corona is still spreading, is still killing people, and the government is very seriously in order to save the life of the citizens. That's why all the religious leaders, they have been asked to abide by the guideline of the coronavirus.
Aligo says the medical advisory team says while Muslims are praying, the windows of mosques should remain open to prevent spread of the pandemic. During a weekly media briefing on Sunday, health ministry officials said although the number of coronavirus cases are declining in the country, citizens should remain vigilant because neighboring countries are seeing an increase in cases. Health ministry spokesperson Dr. Thaw Loy says people should continue to wear face masks in public places.
We are seeing less positive cases compared to some few weeks or some few months back. But it is also very true that the cases are increasing in our neighboring countries, mainly Uganda, with cross-border activity with the Republic of South Sudan.
South Sudan currently has 2,524 confirmed cases with 1,294 recoveries and 47 deaths, according to Dr. Loy. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.